Give me Liberty or give me Death Cab for Cutie. We'll give you both in this next game that mashes famous speeches with pop music. So this is an audio quiz called Speeches and Songs. I'll play an audio clip that is a mashup of a famous speech and a popular song. They are joined together by one common word. You're going to identify the speaker and the musical artist. That's right. Each is worth 1 point, and your opponent can steal any points that you don't get. All right, Mary, you are in the lead, and so if you stay in the lead, you're in the final round. Alicia, you need to get more points, or you have to change your Twitter bio to motivational speaker and DJ. Let's hear your first mashup.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Alicia. That's JFK and 3-6 Mafia.
That is right. Beautifully done, beautifully done. I love these clips already.
it's surprising juxtapositions,
they're amazing.
I will say.
All right, let's hear the next one.
You work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do, that you treat people with dignity and respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out
what it means to me. Mary.
Michelle Obama and Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's see how you do with this.
You shall not crucify mankind up on a cross of gold.
Teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams.
Mary.
Okay, so the second half is Lord.
Yep.
And the first half.
The first half.
Is a man.
Yep.
Yes, it
who
is.
Who was talking about crucifying people on crosses of gold. Oh, is it William Jennings Bryan?
Yes.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Wait.
This is big. My husband is William Bryan, related to William Jennings Bryan.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. He's back there. It's true.
Wow, if you didn't get that.
I know, right?
I love that you talked it out, and then you were like, wait a second, this sounds familiar because he recites it every morning. That's amazing. All of a sudden, this game got very personal.
Yeah,
we wrote some personal questions. All right, this one might be tough.
Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes
freedom. Alicia.
Okay, the singer is George Michael.
Correct.
The speech, it's a lady with a little bit of an, I want to say Margaret Thatcher, which is probably not correct, but it's someone like that.
Okay. All right. You currently have 1 point. You have half of the question. 1 point. Mary, can you steal?
I don't know if I can, but I'm going to try. Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yeah, you got it. That was Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay.
Mary, I think we found your superpower.
I know.
It's pretty good. All right. This is your last clue.
That the only thing we have to fear is
fear losing creativity, I'm talking fear. Fear missing out on you and me, I'm talking fear.
Mary.
Okay, FDR.
Yeah?
But I definitely don't know the next half, but I'm going to guess Kendrick Lamar.
You guessed correct what? Again.
Okay, all right. I don't know how that happened, but all right.
Should we check you for your earpiece?
Yes,
you're
you
too
should.
Surprised.
Please, I'm a little concerned myself.
You're too surprised. Okay, fantastic. Both of you did amazing. And after two games, Mary is going to our final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Mary in our final round. And comedian Jay Farrow is here. He is so good at impressions that this is actually Jay Farrow talking right now. Yeah, I know, I got you fooled, right? You thought I was Ophira. Nope, Jay Farrow. I'm Jay Farrow, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.